Blog Talk Radio.
Maggie, where are you? This is Ed Curtis, and I'm waiting for you to... Oh, I'm online. Well, you listen to the Nikki Rich Show from my girl Nikki. And
you make my heart hurt.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are broadcasting right here in L.A. at Destination 10 Showroom. Shout out to them for allowing the Nikki Rich Show to be here live in Destination 1610 Showroom. Y'all got to come out to L.A. and check it out. To all the listeners out there, I'm Miss Nikki Rich. We recently relocated to the Los Angeles area. You can check us out on air Monday through Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can check us out from 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. And you can log on to thenickyrichshow.com to learn more about us and what we have going on. You were just listening to one of my favorite songs, the Bermuda Triangle. I love that. Yes, Heartbreak. Yes, and to all the listeners out there, you too can send your music in, and you can send it to MP3 format, Clean Radio Ray, at NickyRichShowBooking@gmail.com. NickyRichShowBooking@gmail.com. We do offer advertising, promotional services, and we also offer sponsorship. And if you'd like to donate to the Nicky Rich Show and our movement, you can. NickyRichShowBooking@gmail.com. We want to get into it. We got some amazing guests tonight. So we want everybody to sit back, relax, get the music we're saying. And to all the listeners that's tuned in right now, call us in at 323-580-5749, or you can chat with us. I love them to on to blogtalkradio.com /show and scrolling all the way down to bottom. And the Nicky Rich Show, we are a syndicated network. You can find us on iTunes, Spreaker, and you can also find us on thisis50.com. You can log on to thenickyrichshow.com as well. Yes. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to get into the show, so y'all sit back and relax. You're rocking with the Nicky Rich Show.
Stop the presses. Arthur Andrea Clinton has done it again. Niece of the legendary George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic has brought us her second novel in the Life Knows No Bounds series. A blessing and a curse is what Malika deems her gift of visions of the future. But to women on the outside looking in, Malika got it going on. A handsome, successful husband, obedient kids, an art career. Who would ask for more? But then her gift of sight warns her of her husband's desire to leave her. Malika can't figure out what's gone wrong, but a needed vacation and a tall, dark, and wealthy admirer inspire her newfound strength. But to what detrimental end? Andrea Clinton once again takes us on a roller coaster ride full of drama, mystery, and suspenseful twists in A Blessing and a Curse, her new novel. Purchase your copy of A Blessing and a Curse and Andrea's other books, One Who Loves You More and Red Dollar, on Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold. Pick up your copy today.
I like the play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Trey dropped the verse.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow.
East side to the west side. Push the fat rise, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash. Stacking up the cash. Fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average. It's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so freak, what you heard? Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty, bang, bang, to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I thought to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Sheep. What you know about me? Now the thing, Cartier wooden frame, sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to buy this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake boards? I shows and proves, no doubt. I predict you so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me, and that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your and Chauncey. I'll be sending a call. Let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I thought to bag it up.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
no
diggity.
Yeah.
rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. That's Seneca Knowles. Bring on the rush. And she is bringing it here tonight. Yes, and it's about that time. You know that time? If we take it back. We take it all the way back. And this is Jeanne, the DJ. You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show.
What we're gonna do now is go back.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, broadcasting live out of Destination 1610 Showroom in Los Angeles. We are here. Fashion is our passion. But tonight we have a special guest, and I'm excited. Yes, I know you heard of Kay Camp. He's making noise all over, an international artist, I tell you. And to the listeners out there, you don't want to miss this exclusive interview because we got Mama Camp in the building. So with no further ado, we don't want to keep her holding. We would like to welcome Mama Camp. Welcome. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good. I'm good. We're glad to have you here tonight.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Most definitely. Well, I tell you, I know you have had a busy year this year.
Yes, it has been. It's been a very busy year, and it's been a blessing as well.
Yes, it's been a blessing. And y'all have amazing stories. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your role as Miss K Camp.
Well, I am Mama K Camp. Mama Camp, I am my son's booking manager. So I actually handle all of the calls that come in to book his shows, and I'm actually his, you know, his voice in some cases. So I handle all the ins and outs. I'm his personal assistant. I, you know, do everything that I can to assist him because his schedule is pretty booked and it's pretty busy. So I'm the mama manager, booking manager.
Now, is it hard, I would say, with the role as a mom and in the industry as an entertainment manager as well?
You know what? Yeah, it is. It is, just like anything. You know, sometimes I would tell him, you know, what I did manage him, you know, because now he's managed by T.J. Chapman and J.R. McGee. And I'm playing the booking part. But when I did manage him one-on-one, when I wore, you know, all the hats, it was kind of a conflict a lot because sometimes I would tell him things from a business perspective, and he would look at me like, you know, you're my mom. And so, yeah, we bumped heads a lot. We bumped heads, and we disagreed. But when it came down to business, he was my partner. That was the first time I've ever managed a rap artist, and I only did it, and I put 150% into it because that was my son. But he was my, you know, he was pretty much the my ears and my eyes. And he would tell me who people were in the industry, and I would run up on them like I've been knowing them for years. So we kind of tag team. we did the little tag team thing because I was fresh in the industry and I did not know anybody, but he knew everybody. But it, I, you know, but he used me for a mouthpiece.
Wow, that is pretty amazing, and that's how you have to do. You have to be the ears, the eyes,
oh, yeah.
and everything. You have to work together, and a lot of artists I know, they tend to not work together. They think it's all about just performing sometimes.
Oh,
you know, we get
it's so much more. It is so much more that goes to it. And, yeah, we would clash. We would argue about the dishes and the trash, and then we'll go out, and he's K-Camp, and he's doing a performance. So it was kind of, you know, like I said, we did bump heads a lot, but for the most part, we worked as a team, and we, you know, we tag team people in the industry to get things done.
But, you know, the best thing about it is it's nothing like to have your family supporting your vision, your dreams. I mean, just having that alone,
yeah.
It says a lot. It says a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Like I said, I wouldn't have it. I don't look at it as doing anything extraordinary. You know, extraordinary. It's you know, it was my job as a mother. Like, if this is... You know, it was kind of like sending your son out into, you know, out into the woods where there's wolves, where there's snakes. It's like I would rather go with him than send him out there alone. So that was pretty much, you know, how I felt about it. Like, he won't do this by himself. So if this is what he wants to do, I'm getting ready to strap up and assist him in his journey. So when I didn't do that for accolades, I didn't do it to get recognition for it. I did it because that was my son, and he wasn't going to do it by himself.
Now, how was it as a mother going into the clubs and seeing just that scenery?
Now, I had did parties and promotions for years, so I was kind of tapped in a little bit with different people in that industry. But the club scene was not I was not unfamiliar with the club scene. But as far as the first time I had to actually take my, you know, or actually, you know, assist my son in going to a strip club was a little awkward, you know. But when
yes.
he was going to the strip club, had the dancers coming up to me talking about, do you want to dance? That was a little bit awkward, but, you know, I got used to it. I got used to it. That was, you know, that was the life. That was what he did. That's what he does. So it's part of the job. So, I wear my professional face when I go into these circuits, but it's cool. It's cool. I was okay with it. I adjusted.
And what I also noticed, it's a lot of mothers, and they are momagers, I would say. It's a lot of mothers in the industry that is, like, hitting it hard and taking over, you know, different artists, such as I know Ashanti's mom, Usher's mom, and it's so many. And I think it's powerful, powerful women. That's about their business. They making noise and a difference, and everybody knows that because it's hard,
yeah.
especially in the industry as a woman, as a female, you know, to get that respect.
I salute all of them because, like, you're absolutely correct because they do look at women as, you know, as sometimes they look at us like we don't know what we're doing, And that's totally not true. I think we're, you know, I'm not going to say we're more focused, but we're just as focused. And I think it's a little bit easier to be, you know, speaking from just my experience, it was easy as a woman to get up in a DJ's booth to get music played. It was easier, you know, things, I had access to places that a lot of men couldn't go because I was a woman. So in that aspect, it was pretty beneficial to our campaign.
And you know what else
I
noticed, too, as a woman, too, some of the guys and the DJs, I would say, what I found out on my end, that some we are so powerful where some people there, they get to where they have an envy that we're making those moves.
I can I could definitely see that. I could definitely see that, but I cannot say that I was I can't say that personally I know anyone that, you know, that held me back because of you know, for jealousy reasons or just hating on us. I can honestly say the group of people that I've surrounded myself with, the promoters that I deal with, the DJs that support the record, and the people that have helped me along the way, they were all for it, and they thought it was a beautiful thing. And there were so many people that reached out, and there were so many people that was willing to pay, you know, just pay it forward and teach me the industry and give me knowledge, like just priceless knowledge about things that prepared me into, you know, the roles that I had to play for my son. So I haven't experienced hate, but I'm sure that it's out there. I'm sure that, you know, people are in those situations. But I do have to say, I have to salute everybody that ever helped me or gave me advice, you know, sound advice or gave me suggestions on how to, you know, how to do anything in the industry. I have to salute all of them.
You know what? It's his time. Your time. His time. The team time right now. Because that's all everybody is thinking about.
Exactly.
That's all. I tell you, from the posts on social media, from the mixtapes, and just everything, everybody, even from the magazines, that's all you see is K-Camp. Everybody's talking about
wow.
it.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That is such a blessing. When I tell you that I am truly blessed, and I have just the humblest heart. When it comes, I thank them. I thank them, all the fans. I thank the DJs. I thank everyone that supported. Because I swear, I've seen this young man, you know, go from a boy with a vision, and he turned his dreams into reality. And for your child, I mean, I guess to see anyone, I mean, people on the outside looking in, I get chills. But for me, being his mom, knowing his pain, knowing what he went through. When he wanted to be signed and no one wanted to listen to his music, or when he had a hit song and he didn't get credit for it, I've seen his pain. And for this to be happening to him, it is nothing but God. It is nothing but God. So I thank him. I'm so proud of K-Camp. I'm super, super, you know, thankful for his supporters and his fans, his DJs, and everybody that just got behind, you know, the whole movement. And I'm especially thankful for the team, 427, the team, the Slumlords.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
It's truly a blessing. I tell you, God is so real. And, you know, if you walk by faith, you know, you just trust and believe. You just put it out there. If you just put it out there and he know what it is he want to do, it's already out there, you know.
Oh, yes, believe it and you'll receive it. And that's pretty much the gist of it. You know, you believe in it, you will receive it. There's no doubt about it. So I am in faith without, you know, faith without works is dead. So you still have to work towards it, but you have to believe that you're going to, you know, that you're going to get it. And I think, like, his belief was beyond believing. So he knew that it was going to happen. He promised me that it was going to happen, and it did.
Exactly. I love it because that's what the Nikki Rich Show is all about. We're here to share projects, you know, to share the blessings and to share the visions here. That's what it's all about, and just to inspire others and let them know it's real. Everything is real out here.
Oh, it is. It is. It is real. It is real. And you can do it, and it's not just, you know, it doesn't come overnight. You know, it's something that you have to stay focused on. Like, I've said several times before, my son, he woke up, he went to bed, you know, doing his music. He breathed it, he ate it, he thought about it. That was all that he concentrated on 24/7. So I would say to any parent out there that has a child, you know, he or she that has a passion, get behind your son or daughter, no matter how ridiculous it may sound to you. You know, my son coming in my room telling me he wanted to be a rapper, you know, the first thing I'm saying is, boy, close my door. Close my door and go back down. So I understand. I've been there. I've been there with him. So when I say when you see that your child is taking a special interest in something and that's all that they can ever focus on, that's all they're ever doing, get behind them. Get behind him or her, you know. Get behind their passions because you never know how it'll turn out. You never know. So I would just say encourage your children and chase their dreams with them.
And I know there has been.
It's worth it.
That's what I was about to say. I know there's been so many sacrifices and challenges.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
It's so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It is a total sacrifice. And I know a lot of moms out there are trying to work and you know, and try to, you know, do the management on the side. There is no on the side. There is no on the side. This is a 24-hour job. This is a daily job. I put more time into my son than I've ever put in anything in my whole entire life. You know, I mean, so it's not something that you can work 8 hours and come home and do. I tried it, been there. I had to quit my job. We had to live on bare minimum because I had to quit my job because it was just there was not enough hours in the day to do what he needed to be done. So it's a huge sacrifice. It is a huge sacrifice. It's not a game. It's a full-time job.
Now, since you've also became his booking manager, have other artists reached out to you to manage them as well?
All the time. And I hate that I can't, you know, I'm actually in the process of getting a YouTube together and kind of giving them the nuggets that I was given. It may not be 100% the right way, but, you know, in that case, I always say that ignorance is bliss because sometimes when you know too much, it'll kind of stunt your growth. The things that you, you know, think you won't try something because somebody told you not to. And that's where we all fail. I didn't know what not to do. So I am going to put together like an instructional type DVD or, you know, a YouTube, actually starting off with a YouTube, on just how, you know, how I went about things. And because I can't manage. I don't even want to manage anyone else. Like I said, this right here is a full-time job for me. I take it very serious. And you have to have a passion for your artist. You have to have you have to see his vision just as well as he sees it. And I don't think that I can do that for anyone but him. I couldn't have done it for anyone but him. So where I would love to share my information, I just can't manage anyone else. I couldn't see myself doing it.
Now, speaking of information, in case they wanted to book him, where can they go?
They can actually find me on my IG. It's SMH Worthy, WORTHY. My Twitter is 2YS as in Sam, ENT. My Facebook is Shauna Marie. And my phone number is 770-912-7274. And they can give me a call and let me know where they want him, and I'll be more than happy to talk to him about it.
Most definitely. And we know that he also has some new singles, Cut Her Off, as well as one of my favorites, Money Baby, featuring Quanti Cat.
Yes, ma'am. They're not new, but yes, though they're still on the charts and they're climbing the charts. In fact, we got Cut Her Off on 2 charts. And it's steadily going up. It's on the Rhythmic charts now, but he had an EP that dropped. It's on iTunes, and you can find it if in due time. It's on iTunes. It dropped on the 22nd, which was yesterday, and it is doing very, very well. It has some of his, you know, some of the top hits from his In Due Time mixtape that dropped back in December. So I am saying, please, just go to iTunes, get In Due Time, the one that dropped yesterday, and just support the album. If you love K-Camp, please just support it.
Well, I tell you, we're going to be playing, you know, toward the end. We're going to be displaying and playing Money Baby in just a few, as well as Cut Her Off. But I tell you, that Money Baby will never get old because I can play it and sing the rest of the week.
I turn up to it too, baby. I promise you. That is my turn-up song, and Cut Her Off is one of my favorites. So, yes, I appreciate you guys support that.
And I just thank you so much for taking out the time to talk with us. And major shout out to K-Camp and the team.
Oh, thank you.
Evan.
Miss Tara Thomas, shout out to everybody.
Yeah, shout out to Tara Thomas Agency. I appreciate her so much. Appreciate her so much. And you guys be on the lookout for her new reality show that's coming out. So just stay tuned.
Yes, and we just are so excited about the movement, and we're here. So if you got any more new music you want to send us, we'll be displaying that on air as well. So, you know, you can just let us know, and we're here to display it.
I thank you, and I will. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. And as we wind down, I do want to let you know that we're also syndicated on College Underground Radio. We're on thisis50.com, iTunes, podcast, Freaker Radio, as well as TuneIn Radio right now.
Oh, great. Great, that is wonderful. Okay.
Well, I thank you so much. And right now we're going to get into this K-Camp, one of my favorites. Like I said, that Money Baby. That's
Money
that's
Baby.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and we welcome you back anytime, Mama Kemp.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Can you please fall back? Hey, Lord, just leave me alone. I ain't got time for that. I like good weed. I like bad bitches that can roll it up. And a rider that's gonna hold me down no matter what they die. Sipping good, so please don't worry about what's in my cup.
Not yours.
And she on them drugs, so yeah, you know she down to fuck. It's going down, it's going down, it's going down.
Little bitch.
I'm gonna stay 100 and you counterfeit.
I can't fuck with you.
You ain't in my crew if you ain't tryna get rich.
Gotta run that up.
And I'ma dick her down, yeah, she love that shit. Yeah, I like smoking weed, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my cup full, I like turning old. And I like brand new shit, so this is what I love. I like that money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby. Money, baby. Money, baby,
money,
baby,
yeah.
That is shit I like, yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I like chilling with your bitch and I like fucking her.
Like fucking
her. Third time she gets some feeling, then she fucking up.
She fucking up.
And I ain't the police, so I ain't cuffing her. And I like buying no whole boundary to burn it up.
Let me in.
Let me smash you in your grip. I'm trying to go in, yeah. She like popping Molly, she like sucking dick. She wanna Instagram, but I ain't with that shit.
In a holla, nina, shin, chilla, shin, chilla.
And I say flexing on a bitch, nigga,
yeah.
And I say dressing like I'm rich, nigga.
Got money, baby.
Don't watch me, you better watch your bitch, nigga. Yeah.
I like smoking weed, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my cup full, I like turning old. And I like brand new shit, so this is what I love. I like that money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, yeah. Money, baby. Money, baby, money, baby, money, baby, yeah. That the shit I like, yeah. Whoa. Ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. No, 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 no. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
Link up!
So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. Nothing but a bird, I'ma leave where you stand, ho. Heard you got a man, ho. Hope he understand, though. You ain't nothing but a creeper, baby. I'm just saying, though. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Creeping on the low, hope your man don't see her. She'll bust it down for some down lima rip. Shoot me like some bubble gum, something like Rashida. Gotta give my partner some, she on me like Adidas. Baby, you can't hold back, stop flexing like you not. Your man tryna patrol that, I guess he is a cop. But he really can't cuff if he bustin' at my spot. But I didn't had enough, cause he making my shit hot. Blowing up a nigga phone, what I tell you about that? Tryna hold something, hold my nuts, can you do that? Get me playing around with that mouth while he hit it from the back. And you can't say nothing now, cause we all been through with that, through with that. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Look, so what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho.
Yeah. Okay. You know that ain't a real bag, bitch. That's a knockoff. When I get to work, I get the jugging light. Hot sauce.
Out.
Outdoor pool like front.
Front.
Hit up from the back, rearrange the lace front. Stunt. Tattoos on my neck and on my kidneys. If I don't like that hoe, I turn her ass into a frisbee.
Nope.
If I don't like your diss, I turn that hoe into a frisbee.
Nah.
I throw it out on that right by the windows.
Damn.
Three cell phones and all of them jumping.
Hello.
I can see your hoes and all of them nothing.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm a Don Don Cheeto, Don Cornelius, watch the Don spill. Pockets fat as Don Carter, Gina, nigga, done deal.
It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
Yeah.
So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. Baby, I'm ashamed why you acting this way. If she bought that action, you can bring her this away. Hit her on your mattress, make you feel some type of way. Pass her to my amigos, they gon' bust it on the lake. We don't play them games, cause I know that what you like. Knock it out the frame, baby girl, yes I. Yeah, that pussy bomb, I just call it dynamite. You ready? Here I come, I can do this shit all night.
This shit all night. This shit all night.
It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. So what you saying, ho? You know I'm the man, ho. Nothing but a bird, I'ma leave where you stand, ho. Heard you got a man, ho. Hope he understand, though. You ain't nothing but a creeper, baby. I'm just saying, though. Saying, though. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
Cut that bitch off. Cut that bitch off.
It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. You were just listening to that new K-Camp. Yes, K-Camp featuring the one and only 2 Chainz. Cut her off. I tell you, we just chopped it up and talked with his momager, Mom Day Camp. And if you missed that, you can go back and listen to it. Go back and check it out, thenickyrichshow.com. And you know we here in L.A. We're at the Fashion Showroom here at Destination 1610. We got fashion celebrity Gianni CJ. He is also on the line in the building. And we got our special guest that's in the house right now, all the way in South Carolina. And you know I love it when we have our South Carolina artists on, because that's where I'm originally from, and you got to represent. And I tell everybody that the South Carolina artists are in a whole different lane. They got the production. They got the look. They got the hottest music out there. I mean, every time I go down south, I have not heard an artist yet that doesn't sound good and that is not talented, and they're all around amazing artists. And tonight I'm so pumped, I'm so excited to welcome our next guest in the house. And to all the listeners out there, I definitely want you to hear his new music, but we don't want to keep him holding because I said we got a lot of listeners listening in. And shout out to all the Los Angeles, the West Coast. Thank you guys for welcoming me this week, our first week here at the Nicki Rich Show, L.A. And also to my East Coasters out there, much love to you. Shout out to you. So maybe we can bring that East Coast and that West Coast together and have one of just the amazing hottest showcase events out there. So we want to do it. We want to make it happen. But here right now, it's that time to bring in our guest. You know him as Drummer SC, Drummer South Carolina, representing none other than the one and only. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes. I tell you, you know, you are everywhere. I tell you, I just tapped into Google, and who came up? I see you.
Okay.
You're everywhere. Yeah. I love it. That's how you got to be. You be okay, this is my guest for tonight.
That's how you got to do, man. I got to get out there and do as much as possible, make myself as visible as possible, you know, reach the people.
Yes, I tell you, and I love your movement. I love the look. And I tell the artist, image is everything. You're so chic. You're so clean with it. And you are not only just fashionable as well, but you also got the music to go along with it. It all is a great package, a great combination.
Much appreciated. I appreciate it. Now, congratulations on the move, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's been amazing since we've been out here. Everybody's been so welcoming, and I love it because it's like out here, you know, it's great artists, but also I can introduce the East Coasters, the people that I know like yourself, to what's going on over here. And that's what it's all about, being that connect.
Right. Well, yeah, I definitely appreciate the support as usual. You know, I love what you're doing. You know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep pushing. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And you here, you are just amazing feature artist tonight on our first week. So, you know, this is a special night for us.
I'm happy to be a part of it.
All the listeners out there that might have not heard of, because, you know, we got a global network of Drummer SC, so Drummer South Carolina, that's what I always say.
So
tell them a little bit about you and how you got started in the industry.
Yeah, well, I've been, you know, seriously pushing, you know, since about 2007. I actually did an internship for my homie with the Youngbloods, Sean Paul from the Youngbloods, in 2006, and I learned a lot of the business side, you know, interning with them and, you know, as a marketing assistant. And I kind of just you know, took that and took the business side and kept pushing with it, you know, start focusing on my craft and just kept growing from there. So since 2007, I kind of hit the ground running with my former group called Transfers. So we, you know, we built up some momentum, and you know, when things fizzled out with the group, I just kept it pushing. I kept networking. I ended up plugging in with my engineer, Seth Perkins, and he introduced me to folks, Shot Red and Mike Will Made It, and Saint Wayne, and a variety of other producers. So I had the pleasure of working with them on my current project. So I'm excited about where I'm at right now. You know, it's definitely looking good. Now, I appreciate my growth.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I noticed about you too is that you have been consistent. You have kept it going. You have maintained so, you know, for so long. And as an artist and you're independent, how have you managed to maintain? You know, I know you have a great promotional team behind you, and a lot of people, they don't even have that. So how
right.
have you managed to maintain?
Just staying focused and trying to, you know, create some consistency, dealing with my team. My mojo is greater than entertainment. And executive class, I've been dealing with my folks for a minute, and they've been supportive all this time, as well as SheBlogging.com and Tawag Promotions. so they've been very supportive throughout the process. Even if, you know, whenever we ran into a little stumbling blocks, they've been supportive and they believe in my movement and my ability. So, you know, they made it a lot, you know, easier to deal with and to stay focused. So I appreciate them folks as well.
Yes, and it's good that you have that support. You have that inspiration and that motivation and that team, along with the drive to continue going. And also, when you have that, you will be motivated. You will stay motivated.
I have no other choice. They,
for sure.
They definitely put fuel behind me. You know, they light that fire in me, so they make sure I'm still going and you know, not being stagnant and keeping it pushing.
So I definitely want to shout out Tawag Promotions, and they're everywhere international, as well as
all
of the others that's a part of your team too, because, you know, it's hard work, and just for somebody to take out that time to support your drive, your movement, that means a lot. And you know, with you, the artist, you got some new music you've been putting out there, so I know they're going hard on that as well. So tell us a little bit about that, what you currently got out right now.
The new song, I'm a King, you know, definitely just wanting to put the substance back into the music. I feel like we've been lacking it in a lot of areas, and I just wanted to kind of get back to the meat and potatoes of it all, and you know, definitely giving the folks some substance, something that they can take with them and learn from. You know, I can do the club stuff all day. I can do, you know, the riot music all day, but I feel like with I'm a King, I'm, you know, connecting with people on a whole different level. So I'm excited about that song.
Well, I'm excited too. So here at the Nicki Rich Show in L.A., tell us here by introducing I'm a King.
Okay. Here's the new joint from myself, Drummer SC, called I'm a King, you know.
Know not your history, and you will not know where you're going with this shit.
At the end of these records we listen to, we don't get nothing out of them no more, man. We don't get no social commentary. We ain't getting no kind of knowledge out these records. Everybody just talking about how many chains they got on and how much dope they sold.
I'm a king. 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 What you mean? I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm
king, what you mean? I'm a king, I'm a king. I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a king.
Got royalty in my DNA. My flow harder than anything. My background say son of slave. For my lineage that I be the king. More fire, more fire. I'm more better, we more higher. Nate Goose or Sire. Tryna do a 360 like a car tire. Still whipping that dope product. My flow harder, might call them folks. I ain't cocky, just pure facts. They say I'm ill and I know so. We ain't reaching our full potential, cause we caught up all in that bullshit. Fall 7 times, stand up 8, done been through hell and we still here. I started raw and I'm still live. Riding dirty like Burnell, trying to get that bread and my family straight. Told you out the gate that I been trill. We don't know that we can, so we still got the same mind frame that crack bought. The fiends need that dope, so I'm spitting. You can get the same high, just a Mexico with it. Hit it.
How you carry yourself and how you hold yourself and how you talk to people, man, got a lot to do with what you're going to get back.
And these kids out here listening to us and looking up to us, because a lot of them don't have no father figure in their house. And every record you get on, you lying about some dope. Talking about some square.
I'm a king. 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 What you mean? I'm a king. 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 What you mean? I'm a king. 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 What you mean?
Straight off them dirt roads, born and bred, country fed, country shit, collard greens, pintos, neck on the bread, them a hog scrap, them pig feet, one step from eating out the trash bin, I ain't pop, I ain't pimpin', tryna save Brenda's baby out the trash can, my hustle strong and my motor going, watch me ride every track like a locomotive, ain't nothing slick to a can of paint, I wake up fresher than a can of Folgers, niggas out here that'll kill their brothers, disrespect they elders, still in front of they mama, instead of helping each other, making bread together, tryna teach our kids, multiply them commas, send the same shit, tip them talk about, you ain't Ross Ho, you ain't Jesus, you ain't Future, you ain't second mayor, hollin' fuck the police, can't count the 12, catfish rappers need cut the shit, ain't the only way to make it is to cut the brick, poppin' crack in the pill, talking back from mix, can't even tell me about Malcolm X.
The reason why we like this jewelry and this diamonds and stuff and they don't understand is because we really from Africa and that's where all this stuff come from and we originate from kings, you know what I'm saying? So don't look down on the youngsters because they want to have shiny things that's in our genes, you know what I'm saying? We just don't all know our history, so.
I'm a king, 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 what you mean? I'm a king, 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 what you mean? I'm a king, 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 what you mean? I'm a king, 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 what you mean?
From the country, man. Yeah, born king. Y'all here trying to follow the OGs? Y'all need to get together and get some bread. Get some money about yourself.
Get some money about yourself. Get some money about yourself. Get some money about yourself. Get some money.
Hey, you're rocking with the hottest radio station. That's that. I'm a king. I'm going to tell you so much that I see right now. I'm a king, and I love it. It's just like a movie. I could see a movie out of that. I'm a king. Drama SC, we live. It's the Nikki Rich Show. For those who are just tuning in, we rocking it out. I'm a king. You know, it's like I'm rich. Look,
most
I'm
definitely.
Yeah, we need a female point of view on that one. You know, I'm a queen.
Yeah. We definitely need
you know, that would be a hot video, wouldn't it? That would be a hot video. Oh. You got the I'm a king on one side. You got I'm a queen. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I want. You know, a lot of us to get in that mindset that we are, that's where we come from. We come from kings. A lot of us, you know, just looking at the perspective that we just come from, you know, slavery, but they don't look beyond that. So, you know, I want people to tap into that and really realize that we come from greater. We come from kings, and that's what we are. So I want people to realize that.
Real, and we are. We are, and we come from greatness. That's the thing. We're walking in greatness. And that's what it's all about. We're great. You can't do nothing but expect the best. We are kings, queens, princesses.
Right, right.
We're all of the above, you know. And uh-huh. I just see much just listening to it. You can visualize that just that music, that song. I love it. Now, who produced that track?
My man, Jake Beats, he reached out to me. He reached out to me through Reverb Nation, one of the sites. I think it may have been Twitter. But he reached out to me when I was actually pushing my last song, I Do It. And, you know, we just connected and pushed from there. Once I heard the beat, I was actually on some just straight club, and that was my mind frame initially. But, you know, once I really started writing it, and the first words that came out of my mouth was, you know, I got royalty in my DNA. So, you know, that kind of resonated with me. We really do got royalty in our DNA. We can. So I brought it back to the, I brought it back to the hook, and, you know, just took it from there.
Now, just listening to I'm a King, what else can we expect from I'm a King right now? I mean, what else can we expect from this in 2014?
Well, you know, I'm looking into merchandising for this song. You know, I'm actually in the creation process, building the story for the actual music video. You know, I'm figuring out the locations. I want to actually take it to, you know, Charleston, to the Charleston Harbor, you know, when you actually, you know, our folk ancestors actually stepped off the boats, and, you know, get that history in the visual perspective, so that we can really push the whole symbolism behind I'm a King.
And I like your plan. I like, you know what you want to do in life. I love that. And just what you just said, getting that merchandise. Now, can we expect, because when you said that, I was like, okay. You know, I can hear your single in one of the fashion shows. Have you ever reached out to anybody in the fashion industry in regards to getting your music displayed in the fashion shows?
Not currently, but I'm definitely looking to do that. I'm, you know, trying to search all angles, definitely to get as much exposure as possible for the project as well as the song. You know, I'm not stopping with the song. I'm you know, doing as much as possible. I'm pushing. I want the whole project to be even greater. I'm actually dropping a mixtape in the final stages of the mixtape that I'm actually pushing out in actually July. So right now I'm thinking.
So you'll
there,
be coming back to the Express show, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I'll definitely let you know when the exact date is locked in, and
okay,
we're gonna push it from there, Nick. You know, you'll know.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, we're gonna rock it out. I tell you, you know, and you just keep doing what you're doing, because everybody is talking about Drummer SD right now. You're not only taking over just, you know, South Carolina alone. People know you in New York. They know you in Atlanta. And like I said, international, just because you also have that international vibe, the promo team as well, and just everybody supporting the move globally. And, you know, that's what you want. That's what you want, and you're consistent with it. As an artist, you've been consistent. And even today, you are right now where you're supposed to be, and you are making it happen.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Absolutely. I just want to, you know, thank my team once again. You know, to Wild Promotions has been very instrumental in you know, my growth. And support executive class, Mojo Kings. I can't thank them guys enough, you know.
Most definitely. And we're going to continue to support your movement as well, displaying your music, putting it in heavy rotation here, as well as letting others know about Drummer SD.
I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate the support, and I appreciate you having me on the show as well.
Yes, most definitely. Now, in case anybody wanted to book you or learn more about you, where could they go?
Everything is DrummerSC from the Gmail. It's DrummerSC@gmail.com. Twitter, DrummerSC, Facebook.com/DrummerSC, Reverb Nation, /DrummerSC, YouTube / Drum SC, down to the Instagram. Everything is Drum SC. So you can, if you're trying to get in touch with me, you definitely can get in touch with me on all the social networks.
That's real. And I tell you, you know, everybody right now on my social networking, they are showing so much love. And my family alone is tuning in. And I want to give a shout-out to them because, you know, I've been posting you and K-Camp up. And my brother, he was so excited to listen tonight. He reposted as well. He's telling everybody everywhere, you know, so I love that. The family is, you know, supporting as well. And putting
shout
the word
out to your family. Shout out to your family. And let them know I appreciate them.
So y'all follow Fleetwood SC. It's FleetwoodSC. And you can go check it out there. You know, it's always good when your family supports the movement as well. So thank you to my fam that's listening in right now. Because they were just excited tonight that you were coming on as well. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I appreciate them. I'm gonna hold down the home team.
Yes. And I just thank you so much. I thank you for just, you know, being a part of our movement and our guest tonight, our first week here in LA. So we just thank you, and we welcome you back anytime. And I know you're gonna keep us updated on all the new music, new releases as well. And, you know, just send us any, you can send us the old and the new. We play it all here at the Nikki Rich Show, you know, because that's what it's all about. Because a lot of people that I found it, you know, you have to introduce yourself each and every day. Like, you're the billboard. Who are you?
Right.
You know? So every day you introduce, this is what I've done in the past, this is where I'm at right now, and everybody want to know. So, you know, we're here, and we're glad to support your movement.
Thank you once again. I'll definitely be keeping in touch. You know, you'll be hearing more from me, and hopefully hearing more from me as well. You know, much success to you out there in California as well. You know, keep growing, keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I thank you once again, and you can also check out this show and episode because we're syndicated on This Is 50. We're syndicated on iTunes, podcast, Freaker Radio, TuneIn Radio. We're everywhere. TheNikkiRichShow.com. You can go and listen there as well. So it's not just one platform. We're on several platforms that you can find, and you can always Google. I know everybody say, oh, you can always Google. Yes, you can, and you can check it out that way as well. We're not hard to find. We're not hard to find. So thank you once again, Drummer SC
in
the house, representing that new I'm a King. Y'all got to go purchase, go download, check it out. And we're going to be displaying it each and every day here at the Nikki Rich Show because that's what we do. Thank you once again, Drummer SC.
Already. Anytime.
Much love to you. And also, we're going to play it once again here at the Nikki Rich Show for those who are just tuning in.
Know not your history, and you will not know where you're going with this shit.
At the end of these records we listen to, we don't get nothing out of them no more, man. We don't get no social commentary. We ain't getting no kind of knowledge out these records. Everybody just talking about how many chains they got on and how much dope they sold.
I'm a king. 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 What you mean? I'm a king. 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 What you mean? I'm a king. 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 What you mean? I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a king. I'm a king.
Got royalty in my DNA. My flow harder than anything. My background say son of slave, but my lineage said I been a king. More fire, more fire. I'm more better, we more higher. Nate Goose or Sire, tryna do a 360 like a car tire. Still whipping that dope product. My flow hard, they might call them folks. I ain't cocky, just pure facts. They say I'm ill and I know so. We ain't reaching our full potential cause we caught up all in that bullshit. Fought 7 times, stand up 8. Done been through hell and we still here. I started raw and I'm still live. Riding dirty like Bun
told you out the gate that I been trill. We don't know that we king, so we still got the same mind frame that crank bought. The fiends need that dope, so I'm spitting. You can get the same high, just a message come with it. Hit it.
How you carry yourself and how you hold yourself and how you talk to people, man, got a lot to do with what you're going to get back.
And these kids out here listening to us and looking up to us, because a lot of them don't have no father figure in their house. And every record you get on, you lying about some dope, talking about some square.
I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a king. I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a king, what you mean? I'm a king, I'm a king. I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a king, what you mean? I'm a king, I'm a king. I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a king, what you mean? I'm a king, I'm a king. I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a king, what you mean?
Came straight off them dirt roads, born and bred, country fed, country shit, collard greens, pinto, neck bone of bread, them a hard scrap, them pig feet, one step from eating out the trash bin. I ain't pop, I ain't pimping, trying to save Brenda's baby out of trash can. My hustle strong and my motor going, watch me ride every track like a locomotive. Ain't nothing slick to a can of paint, I wake up fresher than a can of Folgers. Niggas out here that'll kill their brothers, disrespect their elders, steal in front of their mama. Instead of helping each other, making bread together, trying to teach our kids, multiply them come. Send the same shit, tip, then talk the back. You ain't Ross Ho, you ain't Jesus, you ain't Future, you ain't second mayor. Hollin' fuck the police, you can't count the 12. Catfish rappers need to cut the shit. Ain't the only way to make it is to cut the brick. Poppin' crack in the pill, talking back from it. Can't even tell me about Malcolm X.
The reason why we like this jewelry and this diamonds and stuff and they don't understand is because we really from Africa and that's where all this stuff come from and we originate from kings, you know what I'm saying? So don't look down on the youngsters because they want to have shiny things that's in our genes, you know what I'm saying? We just don't all know our history, so.
I'm a king.
What if I told you that my heart beats a little more when you're around? It's like I gotta have you near me, girl. What I gotta do to make sure you stay down?
Nothing is above for me to give you. eat, let's go get away. Say, say, what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give two shit.
Hottest radio station on the planet. That is Nicki Minaj, Starship. Yes, Starship. We live here. We at Destination 1610 showroom here in Los Angeles, broadcasting live. They are styling, I tell you. People are pulling fashion. We got so many stars in here right now. We also have some major independent artists in the building. So shout out to all the indie artists out here, too, that's getting styled. But we're going to wrap things up here tonight at the Nicki Rich Show. Thank you for Mama Camp, K-Camp Mom, for coming through. And thank you to Drama SC. Yes, he just shut it down. I'm a king. And, you know, we had to play that money, baby. So thank you guys for your support here at the Nicki Rich Show in L.A. We getting it in. And be on the lookout for us next week. We air Monday through Wednesday. Monday through Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. Boy, I got to get used to this time. It's 5 to 7. But we thank you so much for just supporting the movement. If you want to be a part of the show, we do offer advertisement. We offer as well as sponsorship. We offer anything you might need. I know a lot of people, they call me and I need this, so we're here. So thank you so, so much for all the love, all the support here at the Nicki Rich Show. And we wind things down by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless. God bless you all. Have a great, great night.